علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we were discussing this particular phrase in Nahjul Balagha, where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَيُرُوهُمْ آيَاتِ الْمَقْدِرَةِ. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in this particular section of the first sermon, begins to talk about the duties of the messengers. And when he's talking about the duties of the messengers, he's trying to tell us that, look, the messengers, they come and they do certain things, but at the end of the day, you are supposed to take a decided step in the direction of your felicity. But yes, the prophets and messengers play a very strong role, a very important role in this. And that is, and one of those roles is, وَيُرُوهُمْ آيَاتِ الْمَقْدِرَةِ, that the messengers and the prophets, they show to the people the signs of God's power, the various signs of God's power that are manifested in various entities and various creations.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, as mentioned in the previous session also, there are many times that human beings ignore certain aspects of creation. And that is because of the way the lifestyle of human beings are and the way they take things for granted as in their lives. And they refrain, or rather they are lazy to contemplate on certain more important or lofty issues with regards to the creation of the universe and the creation of God in general. And that is why we will notice that many people, they would be very conveniently ignoring certain aspects of events that happen in the universe. Even in your day-to-day experiences, you will notice that, like, you might be helping someone very much, but that person will not look at your help and will look at other negative aspects of you. So you notice that how people conveniently ignore certain actions, certain things in life, while if they would focus on those things, life would be much better. And one of those things is the creation of the universe and how we interact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this creation of God And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in various verses, and that I'm alluding to the to those verses that are referring to the fact that human beings, they ignore the signs of God. They see various things in the universe, but they ignore the signs. They ignore that aspect that points out towards Allah, you see? But of course, the prophets come and they make people realize this aspect. That is the important thing. Now Imam Ali alayhi salam then gives examples of the signs of God's power. And one of them is that he says, مِن سَقْفٍ فَوْقَهُمْ مَرْفُوعٍ. One of the signs of God is that roof that is there on top of them, that has been raised high above. سَقْفٍ فَوْقَهُمْ مَرْفُوعٍ. This is alluding to the sky, basically. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the sky. Now here, the sky is said to be a roof. Why? Not that it has a, it's like a roof of a building or something. No, it's because roof is something that when you are somewhere, you would look up, you would see the roof, wherever you are. For example, you're in a room, let's say where you are seated right now as you're listening to this session. If you just raise your eyes above, you'll see there's a roof, isn't it? If, let's say, you're in the car, if you look up, you'll see the car's roof. And if there's no roof in your car, and let's say it's a roofless car, then if you look up, you will see the sky. So basically, the sky is being kind of alluded to and symbolically represented by this statement called the roof. When it says saqf, that means the sky, because wherever you are, in whatever point of the universe, at the end of the day, there are these entities above you, or there is this whole group of things and group of creations of God that includes the sun, the moon, the stars, and all of these that are above you, which can be referred to as the sky.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, if you look at the Imam Ali, what Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying, that this sky which is raised above you is a sign of God's power. Just look how it is there on top of you, how it has been able to remain above you. What is making it stay? It is definitely the power of God. But how? We don't know. Because we need to study, we need to think, we need to read, we need to find out. We need to spend time to be able to understand these aspects. And that is something that human beings, unfortunately, find it difficult unless there is a foreign push. And the prophets have come for that foreign push, that push from outside to make us understand that reality, to make us understand, to make us focus on that aspect. And that is why you notice that, if you notice and you look at the great scientists, different scientists, they discovered things in the universe. Many of them are Muslim scientists. Unfortunately, they have been ignored by the academia today. But many of these things that we see, many of them were priorly discovered by the Muslim scholars. Something like algorithms that today all our computers are based on, that was first postulated and formulated by someone called Al-Khawarizmi, and various other things that we see, various other scientific discoveries that we have in various fields were originally started by the Muslims. Anyway, that's another topic, but it is something for us to contemplate and to think about and to realize that if we were to abide by the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, then definitely there would be a chance of greater material and spiritual progress. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معاه هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه